Learn how a Japanese craft business could test Australia carefully, using company structure, cafe costs, local lifestyle, and customer behavior before making a large expansion decision. If a Japanese company opened in Australia, what would Australian customers notice first? What is more important for a new cafe? A beautiful concept, good coffee, or a good local partner? When should a company do a small test instead of opening a full branch? What parts of Japanese craft culture might feel attractive in Australia? This case has two related ideas: a cafe collaboration with a Gold Coast partner, and a possible Australian presence for a Japanese roof tile company. Both ideas can share one story: Japanese craftsmanship, clay, fire, texture, and design. But they need separate budgets, contracts, licenses, and plans. The best first question is not, how do we open a company? The better first question is, what will the Australian business actually do? Opening in Australia can mean several business models. A partner-led pilot means the Australian partner runs a small test, such as a pop-up, market stall, or shared cafe event. The Japanese company provides the story, recipes, standards, and design direction. An Australian subsidiary is a separate Australian company, often a PDLTD company. This may help with employees, leases, banking, and long-term growth. A registered foreign branch is different. In that model, the Japanese company itself registers and carries on business in Australia. A foreign company must appoint a local agent and meet Australian reporting duties. A joint venture is another possibility. In a joint venture, the Japanese side and Australian partner share money, work, risk, and control. For the first step, a partner-led pilot is probably the most realistic, but the contract must be clear. Calling something a pilot does not automatically avoid franchise law risk if the local operator uses the brand and system. A common permanent structure is an Australian proprietary limited company, written as PTLTD. It is a separate legal entity. A Japanese parent company can own it alone or with an Australian partner. Before registration, the owners must decide who controls the company. Will the Japanese company own 100%? Will the Gold Coast partner own shares? Who owns the brand, customer data, recipes, and new Australian products? An Australian proprietary company needs at least one director who lives in Australia. Directors have real legal duties, so the local director should not be treated as only a contact person. Directors must apply for a director ID before appointment. The Business Registration Service can register a company, apply for a company name, and get an ACN. The form may be quick. The hard work is deciding ownership, tax, banking, and local responsibility. As of June 19, 2026, ASIC listed $611 Australian dollars as the fee to register a standard proprietary company. Annual fees also apply, and the amount must be rechecked on the filing date. After registration, the business may need an ACN, ABN, TFN, and Paygee withholding if it pays employees. GST is also important. GST is 10%. A business generally must register for GST if its GST turnover reaches $75,000 Australian dollars or more in a 12-month period. This is sales, not profit. A busy cafe can reach this level faster than expected. Company tax is usually 30%, but some companies can qualify for the lower 25% rate if they meet base rate entity rules. A tax advisor should check this, especially with a foreign parent. Employment costs are a major issue. From July 1st, 2026, the national minimum wage will be $26.44 per hour, but cafe employees may be covered by an award. Weekends, public holidays, casual loading, leave, workers' compensation, and payroll systems all affect real labor cost. Employers must also pay superannuation. The super guarantee rate is 12%, and payday super begins from July 1st, 2026. A small cafe pilot should not start with a full brunch menu. The menu changes the license and food safety risk. On the Gold Coast, a business usually needs a license to handle or prepare unpackaged food. Some low-risk sales, such as prepackaged food, whole fruit, tea and coffee, may be treated differently. Brisbane also requires licenses for many unpackaged food businesses. This means a simple pilot is very different from a full cafe with eggs, dairy meals, fresh sandwiches, meat, cream cakes, or cooked brunch plates. Unpackaged ready-to-eat food can bring extra duties, including training, a food safety supervisor, and records under Food Safety Standard 32.2A. For the first test, keep the menu small. Charcoal latte, iced charcoal latte, regular espresso drinks, one Japanese-inspired toast, one simple sweet product, and one seasonal special. The company should avoid unsupported health claims about edible charcoal. Sell the product through appearance, flavor, craft story, and experience, not as a detox or medical product. Australian cafe culture is often relaxed, social, and outdoor friendly. Customers may dress casually, sit outside, and still expect high quality. The cafe should feel special, but not too formal. A better feeling is casual premium. Excellent coffee, friendly explanations, clear prices, warm service, and an open space. Australia is also very multicultural. The 2021 census found that 27.6% of Australians were born overseas, and the Gold Coast says almost 1 in 3 residents were born overseas. This helps international ideas, but Japanese alone is not enough. The stronger position is more specific: a contemporary Japanese cafe by a real roof tile maker. Australia already has a strong coffee culture. Many customers understand flat whites, long blacks, cold brew, milk texture, and alternative milks. A charcoal latte may create the first purchase because it looks unusual. Taste and consistency create the second purchase. Convenience matters too. Reserve Bank of Australia research shows cards are the most widely used payment method, debit cards are common, and mobile wallet use keeps growing. Cash has not disappeared, so prepare tap-and-go payments, phone wallets, clear receipts, visible surcharge information, and cash as an extra option. The brand story can have 3 levels. 5 seconds. A Japanese craft cafe inspired by traditional roof tiles. 30 seconds. Explain the Kawara business, clay and fire, and the smoked silver latte idea. Deeper explanation, kiln, Ibushi gin, craft history, design, and company story. Brisbane and the Gold Coast should not be judged only by city name, the exact suburb, rent, foot traffic, partner, and customer group matter more. Brisbane is a larger resident, worker, and business market. Its official economic profile listed about 1.36 million residents, 958,000 jobs, and almost 146,000 businesses in 2024-25. It may be better for weekday customers, architects, developers, and later roof tile relationships. The Gold Coast is Australia's 6th largest city and has one of the fastest growing economies in the country. It has strong lifestyle, tourism, beach, construction, hospitality, and visual product markets. For this case, it may be better for the first cafe pilot because the partner is already there and the charcoal latte is highly visual. Strategically, the first cafe test could happen on the Gold Coast. A later permanent business or showroom relationship may fit Brisbane better. Selling Kawara roof tiles is not the same as selling coffee. The roof tile side needs technical and construction proof. The company may need to check product standards, wind load requirements, installation methods, warranties, insurance, shipping weight, customs classification, installer training, and Queensland contractor licensing. In Queensland, a company doing roof tiling work needs the right QBCC license. A company license needs a qualified company nominee in the same scope of work. This person helps supervise work and make sure it meets standards and codes. Ceramic roofing tiles are listed under Australian Border Force Tariff Classification 695.1.USN, with a general rate shown as 5%. Preferential treatment may apply, so a customs broker should check the product and documents. The first roof tile opportunity should be smaller than a full roof project: a cafe entrance, small demonstration roof, decorative wall, restaurant design feature, architect sample display, or collaboration with a licensed Australian roofer. The safest sequence is preparation, controlled pilot, then permanent decision. In preparation, confirm brand ownership, trademark availability, partner role, food requirements, menu standards, product cost, labor cost, and English brand story. In the controlled pilot, run several pop-ups or market events, not only one day. Measure customers per hour, purchase rate, average order value, product sales, hot versus iced sales, labor minutes per order, waste, waiting time, customer questions, and intention to buy again. Before the test starts, both sides should agree on success criteria. Otherwise, one partner may say, "Many people came, so it worked," while the other says, "Not enough people bought twice, so it failed." Only after the pilot should they decide whether to continue events, open a stall, create an Australian company, form a joint venture, open a full cafe, or begin a roof tile demonstration. Why should the cafe plan and roof tile plan be treated separately? They may share the same brand story, but they need different budgets, contracts, licenses, and business plans. Which side sounds easier to test first, the cafe or the roof tiles? What is the most realistic first model for this case? A partner-led pilot is probably the most realistic first model. What should the first agreement make clear? Why is the local director role serious? The director has legal duties and responsibility for company compliance. Should the Gold Coast partner become a director, a manager, or only a pilot partner? Why can a busy weekend cafe still have high risk? Weekend sales can be strong, but weekend labor costs, penalty rates, super, and other employer costs can also be high. Which cost would you check first before opening a cafe? Why should the first cafe menu be small? A small menu reduces license, food safety, equipment, waste, training, and consistency risks. Which first menu item would be most useful for testing Australian customers? What does casual premium mean in this lesson? It means customers may pay for quality, but they still want relaxed service and an easy social atmosphere. How would you explain the cafe in one short sentence? Why might Gold Coast be better for the first cafe pilot? The partner is already there, the lifestyle market fits a visual cafe product, and the pilot can test demand before a permanent branch. Which city sounds better for the first test and why? Why should the roof tile plan start smaller than full roof installation? Full roof installation needs local licenses, standards, technical proof, insurance, and installation partners. What is the safest first roof tile demonstration? Why should both sides agree on success criteria before the pilot? Without success criteria, partners may interpret the same results differently. What result would make you continue the Australia plan? Speaking practice questions. What is the first business model you would choose? Partner-led pilot, subsidiary, branch, or joint venture? What parts of the Japanese brand story should never change? What parts should be adapted for Australian customers? What would be your top three numbers to measure during the pilot? What should be kept separate between the cafe plan and the roof tile plan? The best Australian expansion plan is not open everything now. A stronger plan is test one clear thing, measure it well, then decide. For the cafe, the Gold Coast partner can help test demand, but the contract must protect the brand and explain roles. For roof tiles, the company needs a separate technical plan with local building knowledge and licensed partners. Australia may like the idea because it combines international culture, casual cafe life, strong coffee expectations, outdoor lifestyle, and authentic design stories. But a good story is not enough. The product must be delicious, the operation practical, the legal structure clear, and the pilot strong enough to show repeat demand.